If you're gonna do it, go ahead and do it. Let's record a podcast today. That's right. No more putting this off. It's Monday morning, and that means it's time for what some people, a small handful of people, one person has called the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm talking about the Monday Mass. And the person that said it's the world's greatest action sports podcast is sitting right here. It's me. I am your host, Chris Cote. This is the Monday Mass for April 23rd. April 23rd, it's 8 o'clock in the morning here at Monday Mass HQ in Encinitas, California. Now, again, this is not imperative that you listen to the Monday Mass on Monday. You can listen to this podcast all the way until Sunday. You can listen to it again. I mean, this is action sports news, of course, but we try to keep it timeless. I don't know. Before we get to the actual podcast, let's talk about a few people that make this podcast possible. I'm talking about, first and foremost, for the next month, the Monday Mass will be brought to you by the Los Cabos Open of Surf. I talked about it a little bit, you know, this last week I talked about it, this being a spectator's dream. You know, you're on the beach at Zippers, really fun, rippable, relatable wave. You know, usually in that waist to chest high range, and it just zips along these rocks, and you can just smash the thing. This is a women's QS 6000, so you're gonna get some of the most of the best female surfers on the planet involved. You know, we're talking Coco Ho. We're talking past champion Silvana Lima. We're talking, I mean, who do you want to see? Who do you want to see? They'll be there. They're all there. And it's always a really fun event. The weather is just stunning, hot, perfect. And Cabo, I mean, you got the best food, incredible hotels, and tons of waves all around the place. So what you can do is you can surf in the morning, come down and watch the event, get fired up and go surfing again, and then go eat amazing food at one of hundreds of restaurants in the Los Cabos area. And I will be there commentating. I love this event. I would do it free, but don't tell the people I'm working for. Anyway, go to LosCabosOpenOfSurf.com or follow at LosCabosOpenOfSurf on the Instagram. Speaking of Los Cabos, and speaking of Los Cabos and the Baja California area, if you're planning on driving to Mexico, any part of Mexico, you should probably listen to this next bit of information very closely. Baja Bound Insurance. Baja Bound Insurance has been doing it for years. They are the best in the business when it comes to keeping your vehicle, your possessions, and your, you know, your whole vibe safe and protected down in the Baja or Mexico area. Basically, when you drive your car into Baja, a lot of insurances that you may have up here in the United States, kind of they stop at the border. So what you need to do is get yourself covered in case of a, you know, fender bender, you know, your car window gets smashed and your phone gets stolen, whatever. These are things that happen everywhere in the world. But if it happens to you in Baja or in Mexico, and you have coverage from Baja Bound Insurance, you're all good. These are professionals in the insurance game, and they're down with surfing, and they're homies. They're homiettes. This is a great company to work with. Fully endorsed by me and the Monday Mass. Baja Bound. Go to BajaBound.com. Lastly, and this is a unpaid endorsement. I don't endorse things just because people pay me. I endorse them because I like the products and I like the people. Well, for the last couple of weeks, I have been loving Buddha Teas, CBD Teas. So I got linked up with Buddha Tea. They are a company right out of here of North County, San Diego in Carlsbad. I started drinking their teas, and then I saw that they had released a CBD line of teas. This is game-changing. Every night before bed, CBD, I got the chamomile blend, I got the mint, and then in the daytime, I'm going matcha CBD, little energy boost, plus that anti-anxiety, anti-inflammatory vibe that CBDs provide. Buddha teas, and I actually got a box from Buddha Tea, and I started handing them out to people, and the recidivism rate, the people want this CBD tea. I give them a box, and they hit me back a couple days later going, "Where I need more, where can I get this?" Well, if you want more information on Buddha Teas, you can follow them at Buddha Teas. And just, hey, trust me when I say this is the perfect way to end that day. You know, you put the kids to bed or whatever you do before bed, and you get your sweatpants on, put on HBO or Netflix, and then you got that about hour sweet spot where you're just chilling. This is when you drink the CBD tea. It will just relax you that much more. You sleep deeper. You wake up. Your muscles are feeling good because of the anti-inflammatory qualities. I'm a CBD believer, and there is a pot leaf on this box, but I'll tell you, there is no THC effect whatsoever. And trust me, I've eaten weed candy, and I felt like I was going to implode and journey into an alternate universe with evil wizards. Nothing like that happens with CBD. CBD is purely just a mellowing and a vibe enhancer. Very just subtle. Again, you wouldn't even feel anything. All you feel is just a little bit of relaxation, and your body feels good. And, you know, that's my pitch. Thank you, Buddha Teas, for hooking up some of those teas. And if you see me on the street, hit me up. I'll give you information. Maybe I'll have some tea with me. I don't know. Let's get to the show. Let's start this week off with skate news. Skate news is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights. Quincy Woodwrights, USA wood is what I'm talking about, folks. All the wood that is put into these wonderful skateboards is grown in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. This is hard rock maple, the finest of the best. The best of the finest. It's great wood. I like to call it Michigan pop. I leave my skateboards in the back of my car and they kind of marinate in the sun. And usually boards lose pop pretty quick when you leave them in your car like that, I think. These Quincy Woodwrights boards, they maintain pop. This is just pure USA, Michigan, maple. I love it. And, you know, these guys do it right. It's sustainably grown and harvested. It's milled, it's glued, it's shaped, it's pressed. Everything is done right there in Houghton, Michigan. This crew cares, and each and every board is hand inspected. They're doing it right. Quincy Woodwrights, follow them at Quincy Woodwrights. We make our own boards, of course, full graphic Quincy Woodwrights skateboards. We make shop decks for the best of the best shops around the world. I mean, we're doing it. They're doing it. And of course, private label boards for bands. They make, you know, they make boards for bands like Foo Fighters, at Linkin Park. They got some boards made, and a lot and more coming. So this is a cool company to be working with. I'm super happy to be part of Quincy Woodwrights. So follow them on Instagram. You'll see what I do. I post this stuff at Quincy Woodwrights. All right. So I'm on the verge of a massive globe-trotting travel bender. And it has to do with skateboarding and surfing. It starts on Wednesday. April 25th. I want you guys to all tune in at 4 p.m. on RedBull.tv. The Red Bull skate team, like all of them, most of them, are in a Red Bull freaking bus right now. And they are hitting the road. And they are currently on tour, going kind of across the country. And what I want you to tune into is a live session talking about Red Bull drop in, folks. This is going to be really cool. Myself and Chris Pastos will be hosting basically just a live broadcast of this demo, this session. It'll be at Alliance Park outside of Dallas. We got Ryan Scheckler, Tori Pudwell, Felipe Gustavo, Zion Wright, Jagger Eaton, Jamie Foy, the Skater of the Year, new pro Alex Midler, Brighton Zoiner, Chris Russell, CJ Collins, and this session's going to be lit. Whenever I say it, it sounds stupid. When other people say it, it sounds kind of, hey, well, that's lit. I'm all, that sounds cool. Or, can I say that? And then I say it, it kind of sounds ridiculous. It's going to be a fantastic session. That did not sound cool at all. I'm not going to say that again. This session is going to be really fun to watch. And it'll get you excited, hopefully inspired to go skateboarding. That's what it's all about. So the Red Bull Skate Team will be at Alliance Park outside of Dallas, Texas. But don't worry if you don't live anywhere near Texas. This is deep in the heart of Texas, but it's also live on RedBull.tv. So get psyched. I mentioned Alex Midler in that promo for a live contest. Now I already screwed it up. It's not a contest. It's a demo. I mentioned Alex Midler. He was just promoted to the pro ranks. Surprised by all his homies for Sovereign Skateboards. Midler's pro. I love watching those pro surprise videos because that is one time, other than a big contest win, that you will see skateboarders getting emotional. And I, for some reason, I'm sure like a lot of you, you might not even know this, you like watching people, athletes, whatever, get emotional. That's why it's more fun to watch the Final Four NBA, NCAA than it is to watch the NBA, because there's emotions involved and people are crying. I don't know if Alex Midler was crying, but it was really fun to watch. I always love watching people. I mean, that is a lifelong dream come true. You get your name on a skateboard, it's this huge. As a skateboarder, to get to that level, to get your name on a board through literal blood, sweat, and tears, it's big. And there's a reason why these surprise parties for new pros have become such a big deal, become so special, because it is really special. So congratulations, Alex Midler. In other skate travel news, that kind of just sandwiched in there, I talked about my travel bender coming up. Well, as you may or may not know, I am a play-by-play analyst slash host for the Vans Park Series, which is kicking off soon. Get to that in a second. But it was just announced last week that Vans is partnering up with ETN. The homies at ETN will be broadcasting the Vans Park Series in 2018. So ETN making big moves, and I'm excited about that. ETN has, of course, Street League. And really, this is all kind of leading up into what we're going to see in the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games. So think about that. You've got skateboarders running the broadcast portion of now park and street. This is good. This is good, people. This is going to be a really fun year in the Vans Park Series, which kicks off June 1st in Brazil. But before that, another kind of, subtle, not so subtle, Olympic path begins the Continental Championship level. So on April 29th, so back it up to me. This is my podcast, after all. I can say whatever I want about what I'm doing. I'm going to Dallas on Wednesday, and I come back on Wednesday night. On Thursday, I go to Sydney, Australia. And April 29th, the Continental Championships will be live from Five Dock Skate Park. And this is going to be basically the Oceania region Continental Championships. We're trying to find the best skateboarder from that region, Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, that zone right there. And that skateboarder will get a direct shot, a golden ticket, if you will, to the Vans Park Series Global Championships. So we're going to broadcast it. It's going to be, you know, we know how many good skateboarders there are in that area, in that part of the world. And this will get you pumped for the actual first event on the Vans Park Series, which will be June 1st, live from Sao Paulo on ETN and VansParkSeries.com. Follow Vans Park Series on Instagram. There's a lot of cool stuff happening in that world. Kind of a mini docu-series coming out. And that is that's actually being made by Patrick O'Dell from Epically Latered fame. So you know it's going to be good. Vans Park Series. Follow them at VansParkSeries.com or on Instagram. Do people go to websites? Yes, they do. In other Olympic news, Brazil has announced its Olympic skateboarding team. And wow, they are really good. So Bob Burnquist and the CBSK selected a squad consisting of some of the top pros in skateboarding, including, oh, there's four names, Luan Oliveira, Kelvin Hoffler, Leticia Buffoni, Pedro Barros. So skateboarding the Olympics, we'll have park, we'll have street, and there are four names you better watch the hell out for. Luan, Kelvin, Leticia, Pedro. They pretty much have it covered right there. The Brazilian skateboarding team is already, and this is a couple years out, of course, 2018, you got two more years, so it's kind of wild that they announced it this early, but when you have that many good skateboarders, and you've got the head coach Bob Burnquist making calls, you're basically sending a message. That's a shot across the bow. Brazil is coming for gold in 2020. Watch out. And I think, okay, so there's the skate team. We'll talk more about it in surf. They haven't announced anything for surfing yet, but, you know, they've got a couple of good surfers too. Gabriel Medina, ever heard of him? In skate news, we're talking Gabriel. What? Anyway, that's the Brazilian skate team. Watch out. Coming in hot. Coming in not. IKEA is now making a skateboard rack. You know what? I can't hate on that. I'm not a hater on anything, really. I try not to be. I shop at IKEA. And that would be a good bumper sticker. It's kind of a necessary, I'm not even going to say evil. I don't feel like there's anything evil about IKEA. They're Swedish. It's yellow and blue. It's happy. They have meatballs at the store. What other store can you go to that has meatballs and perfect cabinets that were somehow, I think, custom tailor-made to fit vinyl in? You know that one IKEA shelf thing that everybody has that is the most perfect vinyl cabinet ever? I love IKEA. I'm taking it all back. I'm loving this place. I love IKEA. And if there's a bumper sticker that said that, I don't have any bumper stickers on my car, but if there was, I might. IKEA is collaborating with Chris Stamp for a full sponsored. Wait, sponsored? SPAUMLAUT NST. Sponsored collection. Is that like sponsored? Did he sponsored? I think at feedback_TS coined the term sponsored. So I don't know if there's any litigious vibe that can happen here. No, there's not. Sponsored includes, the sponsored collection includes a cruiser board for $90. That's adequately priced. It's complete. They have shelves for shoes, you know, things that skateboarders need. And you know what? If you're going to hate on it, hate on it. I'm not, because I'm an IKEA fan. I am an IKEA fan. I don't know Chris Stamp. Looks like a great designer. I'll back it. I'm not going there to buy a Mini Cruiser, but I will go there again and probably buy those one shelves for the vinyl addiction that I have. Fill the shelves with vinyl. Then they sit there and you can have people come to your house and go, look at that vinyl. Let's listen to my phone. Let's listen to music on Spotify. It's fun though. What else? Oh, Adidas and Crooked. This ruled the weekend in skateboarding. Adidas, Crooked, Thrasher magazine recreated the classic 30th anniversary ramp. And this, so 30 years ago, there was a skate contest called Hell of a Paradise Ultimate Mini Ramp Shred Fest on a big Y-shaped ramp. The original contest was at the Neil Blaisdell Center in Waikiki or Honolulu, somewhere right there. The Thrasher Magazine article called it Hell of a Paradise. This was from 1989. And the original mini ramp, and I'm reading this from the Honolulu Times or something because the video is not out yet. It will be out on Thrasher Magazine soon. Basically, it's just a really cool mini ramp, spines, big gaps, and there was one gap in particular at the, I guess it would be the biggest wall of this mini ramp with a 10-12 foot section cut out through a corner, open with coping across the top, deadly section. Asked Kale Sandridge about that. He freaking slammed so bad on this rail thing, like up in the air with nothing under it. Sketch. But Mark Gonzalez, 30 years ago, blasted an ollie over this notorious hell of a paradise mini ramp gap. He did it again. Mark Gonzalez did it again, 12-foot channel. The stands back then, 30 years ago, went absolutely apeshit. Same thing happened. I mean, this is historic. This is a guy who basically created skateboarding as we know and love it, and he's still doing the damn thing. So Hell of a Paradise will be coming out on Thrasher Magazine, the video. It's all over Instagram. If you go to, you know, Nora, Willie Lara, Adidas, Crooked, I saw it everywhere. I mean, insane. So it was a contest. There was divisions. There was women. There was legends. There was pros. Standouts from what I saw just on Instagram videos. I mean, well, Gons, of course, always standing out anytime, anywhere, any board, riding a crazy skateboard that he made. Kind of a twin tip, triple tip tail, wacky wild board. But yeah, Willie Lara, of course, ripping. Get Willie on a mini ramp. Watch the hell out. Who else did I see shredding? I mean, everybody was Ronnie Sandoval. It's going to be, the edit's going to be rad. It's coming soon. So that is skate news. So please tune in. If you want to get psyched, tune in to skate. If you want to be possessed to skate, tune in on Wednesday, April 25th, 4 p.m., Red Bull TV. And then keep tuned in because it's a couple days later. Vans Park Series, Continental Championships, live from Five Dock Skate Park in Sydney, Australia, will be on your screen. Watch it on a big... You can watch it on your phone, but watch it on a big screen. Hold on a second. John Oliver wants to give us a skate update, a skate news update as well. John Oliver... from, of course, the HBO show Last Week Tonight. Talking skate.
Sick deck, brah. although, if it was me, I'd double up on the grip tape on my top sheet so I don't slam when I go sketchy on the nose grind. I do hope you enjoyed that joke because it took one of my writers 50 fucking minutes on the skateboarding Wikipedia page to research it.
Yeah. Let's go to surfing.
It feels so good. Reunited, cause we're understood. There's one perfect thing, and sugar, this one is it. We both are so excited, cause we're reunited, hey.
I'm known on the microphone as the rap professor. Casual dresser, you may dress fresher. The way that I speak this shit is energetic. My physique of me is quite athletic.
Remove all MCs who disapprove. South Coast Surf Shop. We've got 5 South Coast Surf Shop locations in San Diego. 3 of them, hardcore, surf, skate, just great shops for you to go into and buy stuff. Look, feel good. Surfboards, wetsuits, the whole vibe. South Coast Surf Shop. So 3 of those. And they actually carry you online gear. You are partners here at the Monday Mass. When you go into South Coast, you say, I heard about these shops on the world's greatest action sports podcast. Can I please have a sticker? They'll give you a sticker. I have not cleared that with them, but But they will probably give you a sticker. They're awesome down there at South Coast Surf Shops. They've got two other shops, a Wahine shop, all women's, all wonderful, and a closeout shop where you can get incredible deals on wetsuits, shoes, trunks, etc. Check them out at South Coast Surf. So, surf news, wow. Lots to talk about. Last week, talked about some beef. I talked about some beef, the hair pull heard around the world, which I re-listened, and I might have been a little soft on the perpetrator. I know that's old news. I don't know if anything's happened from it. I'm hoping that the parties involved have gotten together, shared a cup of coffee and a bagel, and everything's cool. That's the video I want to see. More surf beef. More beef. This time, surfers beefing against sharks. Well, shark season is global. I live here in Encinitas, California, and over the weekend, the signs are back up. Shark sightings aplenty at all the local breaks. Reports coming in of sightings of 15-foot shark cruising around off the waters of North County, San Diego, local beaches. Lifeguards on jet skis whizzing by saying, "Get out of the water or else." Well, nobody knows what else. Just get out of the water for now. Take a break. Go to the beach. There's a shark out here. It's huge. I'm just telling you. You don't have to go in, but I'm asking you nicely. You should probably go in. And then, of course, on a grander scale than just my local beach break, the WSL cancels Margaret River due to multiple shark attacks happening within 5 kilometers of the actual contest site. There's two sides to this story. I'll tell you exactly what side I'm on. I'm on the side of cancel the freaking contest. Look, I love watching surf contests just like the rest of you. But do I want to see one of my favorite pro surfers, male or female, get eaten by a shark on live TV again? No. We dodged a lightning strike from hell when Mick Fanning was bumped, nearly attacked, harassed, molested by a shark at Jeffrey's Bay, live on the air. If a surfer were to be attacked, mauled, eaten, killed by a shark on live television during a professional event, you would most likely see more than just one event canceled. We're talking complete and utter chaos in terms of professional surfing as we know it. So, backtracking a little bit, here's some of the quotes the WSL released. Basically, as a result of exceptional circumstances surrounding the season's event regarding sharks and the safety of our surfers, the decision has been made after many hours, not just people on the beach, but people throughout the WSL, the governing body of surfing. They put a high premium on safety. And look, two separate shark attacks occurred near Gracetown, 6 kilometers away from the primary event site at Main Break. There was beached whales in the area bleeding out. Sharks were showing aggressive behavior. And it's not worth it. This is not a gladiator pit in ancient Rome. This is professional surfing, right? This is supposed to be, of course, pro-level sports, right? It's serious. There's a lot at stake. Prize money, points, world championship, sponsor dollars, etc., viewership, all that. But it's for fun. It's for our entertainment. And I would not be entertained by a pro surfer getting eaten by a shark. Would that make you want to go surfing? Would that bring you joy? Hell no. So I fully back the decision of the WSL to stop the event. I mean, this happens more often than you may think. Contests get canceled for lack of waves, for a litany of reasons. At this high of a level, not that often. But it does happen. So I think most people are over it by now. There was a lot of chirping. Send him out. Of course, this is mostly from nameless, faceless internet trolls that, given if they were on the beach holding a surfboard with a dead whale next to them, would they paddle out? Probably not. It's very easy to be an armchair shot caller when you don't know anything about the area, when you don't have anything at stake. So again, they're going, man, send them out. These are pro surfers. Blah, blah, blah. Get over it. There's way more contests coming up. There's a lot more chances for these guys to perform for you. Okay? And again, these flare-ups on the internet don't last long. People are already past it. And we're moving on. It will be interesting, though, because, again, I fully back the decision of the WSL to stop this contest before something bad happened. And not just because I work with the WSL, but because I'm a human being. And I don't want to see anyone get eaten by a shark. I watched Faces of Death when I was in sixth grade. It messed me up. I don't want to see that again. Did you guys watch, was that a thing when you were a kid? Faces of Death, the videotape? Now somebody's trying to tell me that that was fake. Can anybody confirm and or deny that Faces of Death, the series on tape, was real or fake? I'm not going to watch it again. I hope not to see that on any surf events. So thank you, WSL, for making that decision. And trust me, it's not a decision made lightly. They have more at stake than anyone in this game. You know, they've got a lot of money involved in these events. These are not cheap events to do, especially in a place like Western Australia. So moving on. Okay, let's move on. So as it stands now, the points are distributed throughout. So we know where these surfers stood. Third round, if you lost in the second round, you get this many points. If you're going into third round, so you're going to see a bunch of equal fifths and equal ninths and 13ths down the line for the third event. On the women's side and the men's side. So, back to where we stand now. Here are your rankings. This is very interesting. So, third event. Fourth event is coming up in Brazil. I'll get to that in a second. First through fifth, we've got Julian Wilson in first, Italo Ferreira in second, Mick Fanning in third, who's retiring. So, take his name out of that leaderboard. Owen Wright in fourth, Michelle Perez in fifth. Solid start for these surfers. I still think Italo Ferreira is the guy to beat right now. If he can continue this hot streak, he will be fighting for a world title. I've said that since early in this year. I'm claiming Italo Ferreira. On the women's side, Stephanie Gilmore's in the lead, Lakey Peterson in second, Carissa Moore third, Tatiana Weston Webb in fourth, and watch out, rookie sensation, title threat. Goofy footed, ripping. The female, Aki, Caroline Marks, is in fifth place. The next World Tour event is the Oi Rio Pro, May 11th through the 20th. I'm going to be there. This is adding to my travel bender. Got it, you know, you got to put food on the table, folks. I'm going to Brazil. I'm so excited. I've never been to the Oi Rio Pro, I've never been to Rio. So this is big. I'm pumped. Can't wait. I need some friends in Brazil. Any of you out there from Rio listening? I need a tour guide. Show me Rio. Show me the real Rio. Boys, ladies, gentlemen, single ladies. I would like to hang out with you in Rio. I want to see the real Rio, folks. Hit me up. HMU. DM me. Slide it in to the DMs. May 11th through the 20th, this is always a fun stop on the championship tour because it's, again, a very unpredictable. You never know what the waves are going to be like. Usually big wedging beach breaks. Italo Ferreira is going to win this event. Silvana Lima will win the women's side of things. That's what I'm calling now. Before that, though, this is an invite only, a special event on the World Championship Tour. I'm going to be here as well. I'm back on tour, folks. Lucky you. 25 of the world's best surfers will compete in a region-based team event for the first time in WSL history. I'm talking about the Founders Cup at Kelly Slater Wave Coast Surf Ranch in Lemoore, California. The first open to the public surf event at the surf ranch. This is going to be amazing. Did you see the wave I posted of Griffin Colapinto? Oh my God. Insanity. So we have teams from USA, Brazil, Australia, Europe, and the world team. Each team will feature 5 surfers, 2 women and 3 men. Kelly Slater and his crew of scientists and just geniuses, they've made this wave pool even better than it was before. They took a couple weeks off to tweak the knobs and the dials, and oh my, can you hear how excited I am. I'm a wave system, wave pool nerd, and I'm pumped. Here's how the Founders Cup is going to work. So on day one, we got Stephanie Gilmore, Kelly Slater, Gabriel Medina, Jordy Smith, Joan DeFay. Their teams hit the water at 9 o'clock sharp. Round one will feature 2 waves, 1 right and 1 left for each surfer. So each surfer is going to go right, each surfer is going to go left. That will be their scores. 12:30, halftime show. I don't know who the musical act is, but it's going to be big. You know the WSL is going to do this right. Who's it going to be? I don't know. But it's probably going to be someone good. 2:30, after the rock show, it's back to the water. Round 2. Again, each surfer will surf a right and a left. So they're already going to have 2 scores in the bank. So this is where hopefully we're going to see surfers getting wild, letting loose. 5:30, it's a party at the pool. This is crazy. And again, people flaring up, $100 to go to a wave pool to sit there and watch. Well, it is going to be an epic day at the pool. And it's going to be happening for 2 days. Live on the internet. So if you don't go to the surf ranch, which I think you should, and I think it's almost sold out, so if you don't have tickets now, you might be out of luck, but you can go to worldsurfleague.com or WSLfoundersCup.com. May 5th through 6th at Surf Ranch in Lemoore, California, Felipe Toledo, Stephanie Gilmore, John Florence, Gabriel Medina, Joan DeFay, Mick Fanning, Kelly Slater, Jordy Smith, Carissa Moore, Kanoa Igarashi, the list goes on and on. This is going to be an incredible event. And I'm telling you, it's going to be shocking because these surfers are just starting to really get this wave wired. And the wave is getting better. There's going to be air sections. There's going to be tubes. There's going to be everything you want. No sharks. So it's going to be a great day. May 5th and 6th, tune in, worldsurfleague.com. I'm so pumped. Thank you, WSL, for inviting me to talk about it. I'm excited. Okay, so the Tribeca Film Festival was in New York City this weekend. 2 surf films of note. There might have been more, but I heard about these 2, and these 2 are bangers. Momentum Generation documentary, produced by Robert Redford, premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival. The Momentum Generation, if you're my age and younger or older, the Momentum Generation no doubt changed the way you surfed. Changed the way the world surfed. This was the transition from, kind of, I would say, stiff late 80s, early 90s, 3 to the beach contest mode to let's do airs in our heats. Let's film videos. Let's smile. Let's have some fun. Let's ride 6-0s that are an inch and a half thick with elf shoe noses. Doesn't matter because these guys were freaking ripping and we all loved it. So throughout the 90s, and Jeff and Michael Zimbalist, they are the directors. This is what they say. They say, the Momentum Generation shows how one house in Hawaii nurtured a surfing crew that would forever reshape worldwide culture in the 90s. True. Film tracks the rise of athletes who eventually would win world. I'm so excited. I can't even talk. They would win world titles and forever reshape. I just repeated that. It's true. I mean, were you not touched by the Momentum generation? Momentum 1, Momentum 2, you know, and then think about the right? This is world-changing stuff if you are a surfer coming of age in the 90s. I almost got a wave in a Taylor Steele movie. It's a story for later. But the Momentum generation doc is out. Well, it's not out, but it premiered at Tribeca Film Festival. You can read a great article about it on rollingstone.com. I reached out for comment, but right now, you know, we're going to get an interview with Taylor Steele for next week's show for sure. I tried to call Benji. I don't know where Benji is. He was in New York and now I don't know where he is, snowboarding or something. But anyway, you know, you're going to want to see this documentary. I'm so excited to see it. Congratulations to the Momentum crew. Looked like you guys had a hell of a weekend in New York City. Can't wait to see this. Also, this is another incredible documentary that was dropped. Came in hot to the Tribeca Film, Tribeca Surf Film Festival. Let's call it that. Unstoppable. The story about Bethany Hamilton. Bethany Hamilton, one of my favorite surfers of all time. One of my favorite humans of all time. She's had films about her before. I mean, this was a high-level professional surfer who had her arm bit off by a shark and came back to be a high-level professional surfer with one arm. That is enough for one lifetime. Now she's doing it as a mother, as a wife. She's got a toddler, 2 years old. She's back on tour. She's chasing her dreams of, you know, being on the championship tour. And I love the title of this, Unstoppable. If anything was going to stop someone from surfing, it would be having your entire arm bitten off by a shark. That would stop most people from surfing. That would stop most people from doing a lot of things. Not Bethany Hamilton. She is a badass. And this film, according to Bethany, says, captures my life on a deeper level than I've ever shown before. The real struggles I've faced, the triumphs, basically from childhood to motherhood. This film covers it all. It is made by ex-Transworld Surf intern Aaron Lieber. Ex-Transworld Surf interns have gone on to do huge things. Huge things. Blake Cuny made the, you know, John Florence film. You've got Aaron Lieber making Unstoppable, Bethany Hamilton's film. Jerry Ricciotti, I don't think he was an intern, but he worked at Transworld, and now he is just running freaking the camera crew at Vice. Oh, I miss Transworld. I'll be honest. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. Two incredible documentaries we all must see now. I was not at the Tribeca Film Festival, but when these come out, I'm getting them immediately. Congratulations to Aaron Lieber. Congratulations to Jeff and Michael Zimbalist, two directors coming out with some bangers, Tribeca Film Festival. Bethany Hamilton is from the island of Kauai. The island of Kauai was ripped apart by some of the worst rain / flooding they've ever seen, historically speaking. And, I mean, this, again, I feel like this is an undercovered story in the national news media. Particularly the north side of this island, you know, the side where the Irons brothers are from, the side where all those crazy good waves are, the side where Laird Hamilton lives, this, you know, that's the north shore of Kauai, one of the most magical places on the planet, almost washed off the map. I mean, there were bison being blown off this mountain onto the beach, and houses just sinking into the ground. It is a disaster. There's a call to arms. The coverage has been, again, spotty. One good thing that's come out of it is, you know, you see this footage of Laird Hamilton, who, you know, for better or for worse, Laird Hamilton is a guy that when something like the if something like this happened in your town, you would want Laird Hamilton there. Laird Hamilton apparently conducted over 75 rescues in the past couple of days, and this was from a couple of days ago, so probably more. He's already put up a ton of his own money. He's gotten celebrities involved to put up money of theirs to help with the rebuilding. I mean, this guy literally drove a boat and saved a camp. Layla Hurst had a surf camp going on Kauai that was stranded. Laird Hamilton, a real live superhero rescuing people. Incredible. And the stories keep coming out of bravery. You know, there's some weird news coming out of there. I'm not even going to address because I don't know the story. And let's keep it positive here. Laird Hamilton, big wave icon, actual living, breathing superhero. Got to give shout outs to Gabby Reese from MTV Beach Blast or something. She was a professional volleyball player, great lady. She's basically been doing the rescues as well. She's getting on the phone. She's calling celebrity friends. Can we have $1 million? Yes, Gabby, you got it. Boom. But it's not just celebrities that can get involved here. There's a GoFundMe campaign, and it's the GoFundMe/Hanalei Haina Flooding Fund. $5 would help. I mean, this is families that have lost everything. They've lost their homes. They've lost their livestock in many cases. Just pure and utter destruction. It looks like a hurricane/earthquake came through. The flooding is, I mean, a flood is as destructive as anything. Rip the foundation of your house right out, and that's what happened in Kauai. That's what's, it's still happening. So get involved. Go to GoFundMe.com/Hanalei Haina. H-A-N-A-L-E-I-H-A. You can Google it, but seriously, go there. Give $5. Give $20. Give $100. Kauai is a magical place. If you've ever been there, give back. Let's get Kauai back to where it should be. And just, I mean, give them your heart. Give them some money to help rebuild. I mean, there are areas you can't even get to. The roads are washed. It's heavy. Again, I don't think the national media has covered it that well because I've only seen it on Instagram. So get involved. Go to GoFundMe. Help them out. In good news, in positive news, What Youth just released a interview with Dusty Payne on the comeback path. I got to thank Board Rap first and foremost for Board Rap. Is a site, BoardRap.com is a site that kind of curates a lot of these news bits that I take from. So thank you, Board Rap. Credit where credit's due. On whatyouth.com, Dusty Payne with a really cool interview, just talking about his road to recovery. One of these quotes about his surgery is, you know, he got hurt on January 8th, doesn't remember anything from that point. He says probably till January 25th. So in 15 days, he had a couple different surgeries, tracheotomy. They cleared water out of his lungs. They had a five-hour surgery where they basically pulled his face off. His jaw was broken in two places. Heavy, heavy stuff. Dusty Payne will be back. This dude is hardcore. So he has wire shut for 11 weeks. I mean, gnarly, gnarly stuff for Dusty Payne. But again, the comeback path is real. Check it out on whatyouth.com. I'm going to be, updating. I'm going to try to really do a better job on my Instagram stories of not only kind of, I'm going to give you more insight as to what goes on at these events. So starting off Wednesday, Dallas, Texas, we've got the Red Bull skate event coming back, going to, Sydney, Australia for the Oceania Continental Championships, coming back for one day, going to Lemoore, California for the Surf Ranch Extravaganza, the Founders Cup, the first ever. It's going to be amazing. And then the Oi Rio Pro in Brazil. And then I'm going back to Brazil, and then I'm going to Cabo for the Los Cabos Open of Surf. Follow me on my Instagram, and I'm going to give you a backstage pass to all this stuff. That was surfing. Well, there's no business like snow business, folks. And snow business, snow news is snow business? Snow news is brought to you by Torrey Holistics. Torrey Holistics, a fully licensed and awesome place to go to get recreational, medicinal marijuana products, as well as CBD products. Full disclosure, I do not sniff the coke. I only smoke Sensamila, but I don't smoke Sensamila. That was a long way of saying, I don't even get down with that hippie lettuce. But if you do, that's cool. What I do is I'm into the CBD vibe, the CBD lifestyle, and I go and get CBDs at Torrey Holistics. A lot of people out there ask me, what do you do? How do you get the CBDs? I'm lost. Go to Torrey Holistics. You can follow them on Instagram and Torrey.Holistics, something like that. You can Google it on the internet, or you can talk into your phone. Watch, do this. Where's Siri? I'd
rather talk about your calendar and dinner plans.
What? Where's Torrey Holistics? Siri, tell me about Torrey Holistics.
Here's what I found.
Yeah, well, she found Torrey Holistics. It's in Sereno Valley. The website is... Oh, look at this. Here's a Yelp review. Most deaf, the best place. Yep. Great review. TorreyHolistics.com. There you go. Let's go to Snow News. Starting off with the legendary, certified legend, shark fan. Actually, he's not a shark fan, but he is a Westworld fan. As we all know this, this guy's a nerd in the highest sense of the word. And that's part of the reason why we all love him. Here's some snow news from Todd Richards.
All right. This is the snow report for the day. I guess it's almost end of April, second to last week of April. Day after Westworld premiered. It's pretty good. You should go watch Westworld. It's really good. Anyway, so snow news. Well, winter is still happening. They just kind of wrapped up a super session up at Baldface Lodge. Turning Man, it was called. Brainchild of Danny Davis and Jeff Pensiero up there. Basically, they brought a whole bunch of hotshots up to Baldface, and they got to ride powder, and someone went up there and made a whole bunch of jumps right down near the lodge and basically put together a feel-good end-of-the-season park setup. I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of footage from that coming up here in the next couple weeks. A big shout-out of Get Well Healing Vibes to Brock Crouch, who I believe was just yesterday. Ate shit pretty bad, kind of messed up his teeth, i.e. removed some of the front ones. Looks like he got hit in the face by Mike Tyson. But Brock's a tough guy, so he'll be back soon. One of the best combo snowboard surf dudes on the face of the planet. What else is happening? Mammoth season, still going. I mean, just some of the edits that I've seen from like Chris Grenier and a bunch of the boys out of there looked so, so fun. Nitro Snowboard is doing a really cool trip right now in Norway, like a surf snow trip. And I'm super jealous because Audi handed those guys a sweet ride, a couple rides to go and drive around Norway and basically just camp and surf and hike weird little chutes and drive around in an RS4 in Norway. So Brian Fox and the boys, him and Griffin Siebert are having a great time there. And, yeah, you know, it's that time of year when almost every single snowboarder on the face of the planet migrates to Encinitas. Well, maybe not all of them, but a lot of the ones I know. And they clog the lineup. But we just have a new shark in town. So maybe the lineups will stay less crowded. But, yeah, summer season gearing up. pretty soon we're going to be talking about going to New Zealand and Mount Hood, about a month away. So everyone gets a little bit of a breather, and then it's on for the summer camp. So that's that. That's your snow report. And I'm sure there'll be another crazy snowstorm that'll happen before this whole thing is wrapped up for the season. So if you want it, it's still out there. Bye, Chris.
Thank you, Todd Richards. Side note, future is going to be good for Todd Richards / Chris Cote fans. Can't talk much more about that right now, but stay tuned. Todd and I will be talking about Westworld in private later today. That is not for you to hear. That's just for us. That'll be our time. We'll be talking Westworld. In other snow news, Chloe Kim, dominating Olympic gold medalist from the 2018 Winter Olympics. Chloe Kim has been named to Time Magazine's 2018 list of the 100 most influential people, which is amazing, which is awesome. I mean, Chloe Kim being named to this list is pretty huge. We're talking about being on a list with people like Trevor Noah, with people like Vladimir Putin, I mean, Nicole Kidman, Cardi B, Hugh Jackman, Guillermo del Toro, Jimmy Kimmel, people from all over the map, world leaders, Prince Harry, Donald Trump, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and Chloe Kim, a snowboarder, our favorite snowboarder. Chloe Kim rules. She is on that list. And if you're going to buy Time Magazine, buy it for that reason. I like lists. Other lists coming out are pretty hard-hitting as well. Following in the footsteps of the one and only Louis Vito, Olympic gold medalist, Jamie Anderson will be competing in the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars on ABC. You heard that here first. Not first. I saw it on the internet. But now you're hearing it here. I love Jamie Anderson. She is obviously one of the greatest snowboarders of all time. She's always smiling. She's a positive person. Gorgeous. Inside and out. Just a splendid, sweet lady. Sometimes I say things and I just go, why would I ever say that? She rules. Jamie Anderson rips, and she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I'll be cheering for her. She's also going to be joining fellow Olympians, loser Chris Madzer, Adam Rippon, and what? Tonya Harding? Sketchy. Tonya Harding's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. That's kind of heavy. Isn't she a felon? I don't know. Those are some of the sports figures you'll see on Dancing with the Stars. I'm excited. Well, I'm not going to watch it, but Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is also going to be on Dancing with the Stars. That's sick. If I was going to meet any basketball player, I think I would want to meet Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Awesome. So if you want to watch Jamie Anderson training for Dancing with the Stars, go to her Instagram. Snow season, as Todd said, is not over yet. I mean, you could find nuggets of snow. And there's probably a lot of resorts are closing. But, of course, if you go to Southern Hemisphere, New Zealand, all those cool places, South America, did I say that wrong? There's a lot of places you can still snowboard. It was a crazy season. I think we're going to try to get a full season recap for next show. Hopefully you guys got your licks on the mountain. That was snow news. Thanks, Todd Richards.
The problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically.
Thank you all for listening to another episode of the World's Greatest Action Sports Podcast, The Monday Mass with me, Chris Cote. I want to thank all of our sponsors, the Los Cabos Open of Surf, Baja Bound Insurance, Tory Holistics, YouOnline.com, South Coast Surf Shops, Quincy Woodwright, of course, Master Plan Communications for hooking us up with the PR and the communique. And also, shout out to Buddha Tees, and thank you for that. Yeah, what else? Oh, go to youonline.com, listen to Bodega Border Crew, listen to Cantori and You. A lot of great podcasts on youonline.com, so make sure you get involved there. You can DM me if you have any questions, comments, critiques, criticism, constructive criticism, shout-outs, hate-outs, whatever you got. Hit me. At Chris Cote. Not hard to find. DM me. I try to answer them all. Thank you again for listening to the Monday Mass. Let's get this thing going. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.